Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. We're going to talk about daydreaming or visualization. I like calling it daydreaming these days. Visions. I also call it getting visions. We're going to talk about that and how you can use it for your greater good and how it can be a source of power in your life. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. So whatever you're daydreaming about, I help you bring that into physical form. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com and pay attention to the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. All right, let's talk about daydreaming or visualization, creative visualization. I've done some shows recently on it. It's something that I just kind of know to do. Since I was a little kid, seeing things in my mind. And so some teachers feel it's like a fundamental part of manifesting what you want. And let's take this a step further. I put vision boards under this. I put scripting under this as well. And the goal is, I thought about why I paused there, is I thought about putting speaking things into existence, which can be, definitely, but we'll stick with daydreaming for now. So a critical part of that process of manifestation and really stepping into your power is your ability to create what you want in your mind, because if you can create it in your mind, you can create it in your reality. And I love the daydreaming space because it gives you a wonderful opportunity to check in. Like, hey, do I really want this thing? You can go and visualize yourself having it. There's a teacher that made all my spiritual decks that calls it trying on your reality. It's just safe space for you to arrange the life that you want. But it can't be forced. If you're not drawn to it, I still think you can manifest absolutely 100%. And I also think about, I have a client who is blind and she's been with me for years. So I always think about when I say see and visualize. And so often I'll call this imagining. And the goal of imagining is to use all of your senses as you're doing it. This is where it starts to become real. The actor in me also likes to act it out, right? To be in that moment that I'm visualizing of the thing that I want and embodying it, right? So what this helps you do, it helps you get clear about how you're going to feel. It helps you get clear about the sensation, right? You want to tap into the sensation of getting what you want. Become the thing before it shows up. You've heard that probably many times from me and from other teachers. Visualization helps you do that. You know, Amanda Francis always uses the phrase, feel the feelings of having the thing. And I really struggled with that language around that. I understand what she means intellectually. And so often, and I'm not the only one, many people, the question they ask is, well, how do you feel the feeling of being a millionaire? And really, it's being in the visualization of already having it. Who are you? How do you move? How do you think? How do you feel in your body? What are you wearing? What's going on around you? The more detailed you can get in your imagining, the easier it is to tap into the frequency, the energy, the vibration of that reality. And what I have found is when I do it, a lot of visualizing, and it's connected also to my psychic abilities as well. When I'm in a space of visualizing, I know that that's spirit's way of telling me what's next. And so I can go to that place and yes, I can receive the psychic information, but I can stay in that space a little bit longer because that's where the manifestation happens. So what I would say with visualizing is if there is something that you want, just play with it. Sometimes, you know, when I was a kid, I just put music on and shut my door and move my body. And I could visualize very beautifully and easily and imagine the reality that I wanted. Even before I knew it was called visualization, I was doing this. And so I share that with you because I think as we learn these concepts, we can make them harder than they need to be. I feel the same way about meditation. You often don't hear me talk about meditation on this program because I came into meditation very, very earnestly. I just knew to do it, right? And so, but then when I started studying meditation, I was like, what is this? This doesn't feel the same way. This feels so much harder. Turns out I was doing it all along. I just didn't know to call it that. So I share this because I want visualization, imagining to be a natural part of who you are, however way you do it. It could be that you've always flipped through magazines and thought, oh, wow, that is so beautiful. I'd love to have that. I can imagine having that. And you have a moment where you're tuning into having that thing. Maybe, my dad loved to drive around a particular neighborhood in Los Angeles, and we'd look at houses. That's what we would do. And I still do that now as an adult. And that was his way of visualizing, right? We all do it. You could be a catalog person when you're going through catalogs. You stood out as a little kid. And that is visualizing. I was visualizing going through catalogs and cutting things out and writing it down and acting as if I was really buying it before I even knew about acting as if and visualization. So a lot of you are already doing it. But then when we put the label visualization on it, we think, oh, no, it's going to be really hard. It's challenging. Oh, my God, that's too esoteric. You're probably already doing it. And so I want to encourage you to do it more. Lean into your truest desire, the highest desire, the thing you really, really want, and start to imagine, start to become, start to act as if it is already yours. The more tangible you can make your visualizations, your daydreams, the easier it will be to welcome your manifestation in. You'll be in the energy of it, so then you're more receptive to intuitive information that helps you take action to get what you want. Not to say, yeah, you have to take action, period. Very few manifestations happen without action. So yes, there's an action part of it, and you'll know because you're already in that vibrational state. The actions will feel a lot more natural. The space between where you are and where you want to be gets smaller and smaller and smaller. So I am a fan of visualization. Now, what I'm not a fan of, I mean, I like it, but I also think it's the opposite, is checking out. There are people, I can do it too, where we can go to other realities and nothing's getting done there. It's not like we're creating, we're just escaping our life. That can happen, but that's not the same as visualization. Fine, escape your life, be all up in it, and then know that you can take that same muscle and use it to create what you want. You can create a feeling, you can create a sensation, you can create a way of being that starts to change you. You start to naturally or spiritually or energetically become that which you want. So go into detail. If you need dates, use dates. Like my visualizations are very, very detailed, but I base them on a reality. And I think creative people who are naturally creative, I know I'm able to write novels because I've spent so much time in visualization, imagining and going into detail and feeling as if it's real. So now I can do that on the page. And you can do this for anything you want to manifest, a relationship. Lately, because after my house manifestation, it's my marriage manifestation, I've been really thinking about how that partner talks to me. And what it does is it sets a standard. So now if I meet somebody that's not communicating with me in the way that I have been envisioning, it doesn't feel the same way, I can easily say, nope, you're not the one, right? It makes me have to work. I work less on, I have to, it's less on the holding firm to the boundaries. Like it gets easier. It gets easier to honor myself. It gets easier to honor my desires. It gets easier to stay true and right and honest with myself when I am visualizing regularly and in detail. Because again, it sets an energetic standard and I'm just like, oh no, that doesn't match at all, right? It's not like, oh, well, there's kind of a good person. No, it's just like, doesn't match. No. And as you continue to do it, you will start to set a standard for yourself where energies that don't match that stop showing up. So so visualization has so many benefits in the overall quality of your life. And you can do it however way you want to do it. Try not to get too intellectual about it. And just do it in the way that feels right and true and natural to you. It's like the way I describe explaining spiritual principles like this. It's like going to art school. There's a big part of me that thinks, oh, no one can teach you how to be a creative. And even my spirit guides are reminding me that even once you get into say you went to graduate school, this was my aha around going to writing school. Nobody was teaching me how to write or the mechanics of my creativity. It was a refining of what I was creating, right? So the basis needs to already be there. And I think if you tune into the basis that already is imagining and visualizing and seeing your reality before it manifests, the daydreaming, as long as it's not the daydreaming escape. Daydreaming escape is wonderful. It's a beautiful stress relief. It's a great place to go. You can stay there for as long as you desire, but that is not the same thing as manifesting. It's not. You bring that when you go into the visualization and you stay there and you're conscious about the choices that you make. It's not just kind of flowing out of you, though it's coming from the same space, that same flowy space. But then you get to start rearranging things or arranging things so it matches what feels right and true to you. Then you bring that feeling back into your reality, your day-to-day life, and then things start to manifest accordingly. Your cells start to change. And it's quite, I love it. It's I think visualization, visioning it's just amazing. Miraculous. And you don't even have to know what's going on before it happens. You just have to be open and available to it. Okay. That's my show. I love talking about daydreaming, visualization, vision, envisioning. It's such a gift if you start to use it and use it really consciously and see yourself as empowered in that process. That's how you move mountains. That's how you move mountains. That's how you create that thing you've been dreaming about. And then you'll take the action, trust your intuition, let go of limiting beliefs, move in the direction of it, and everything works. Everything works. So visualization, daydreaming, start to make it a part of your day-to-day. Don't just poo-poo it. There's great power there. But again, there's a distinction between escaping your reality and creating your reality. And escaping works when you need it, but it's not the same as manifestation. But creating your reality is getting in there and using your senses. And maybe my spirit guides are saying, give an example. So if I'm envisioning having dinner with my partner, I'm tasting the wine. I'm imagining the conversation we're having, the exchange of information. If I'm envisioning my partner in general, how does he sound when he calls me in the middle of the day to say what's up? Yeah, lean into it. It's so good. Like I can be in all these spaces and see them as real and feel them as real and know them as real. And it starts to change you. You start to become a different you, which in essence is manifestation. It's what I've been telling you. Become, right? Become. And then from there, things start to manifest. Piece by piece, layer by layer, things start to manifest that align with your vision. Because it's not just I was going to wrap, but I want to share this. Manifestation, particularly the way, the type of manifestation teacher I am, I'm most interested in the big things, right? Or quote unquote big things. They're all the same size as spirit. But I'm most interested in your dream, that real dream, that it's the house on the hill with the view of the beach, right? You know, depending on where you're at, that might be a $14 million property. And you're looking, and your current reality is like, oh, I just barely paid my rent. Amy, how do I go from there to there? Visualization. And as you continue to visualize, you start to become the person living in that $14 million house. And yes, it's a leap, but it's not huge. It's not like, oh my God, I got to work so hard. I got to do all these things. It'll take me years. It probably never will happen. No, but it does happen layer by layer by layer, step by step by step. All of a sudden you hold yourself differently. And then you look at your finances differently. And you look at the social circles, your social circles differently. You know, you look at the way you do your day-to-day life differently. And before you know it, you're living in that $14 million house. That's the way it happens. Layer by layer by layer, step by step by step. And visualization helps you do that. Imagining helps you do that. Pulling it into your body, acting as if, acting it out helps you do that. And it's really great and wonderful and one of the most powerful things you can do, and you can use that same ability to try things on. Because so maybe you're not clear on what the truest desire is just yet. You can try on different realities in your mind. Try it on. Does this feel like me? Does it feel light? Am I excited by it? You can use all of the technologies to do that. You know, houses. You can go on Redfin. Most of them have some type of video or where you can walk through the property virtually. Same with shopping. Like, use all of your resources to be in the energy of the thing that you want. And it'll help you get clear. Does that feel like me? Is that like me? Do I want this? Is this somewhere where I want to focus my energy? Instead of just defaulting to, oh, I can't have that. Or, oh, that's going to be really hard. Or, oh, you don't even know if you want it. Right. So trying it on in your mind helps you get clear about what you want. So again, so you can use visualization to manifest. You can use visualization to check out. Right. And you can use visualization to get clear about what you want. It all works. All right. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And thank you. Thank you for listening to this program. Take care of yourself.